Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
In town, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Tuesday to you, everybody out there. Great to be back with you. Got a little bit different look this morning. I'll explain in a moment. But, man, good to be back. It feels like we were gone for like a month, and feel fully refreshed and fantastic and ready to go this morning. I'm Woodsy. To my right is Italian Paul, a.k.a. Frank Marchese. There he is. Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, guys.
Now, on the Braden Soprenich Show, of which you are now a full-time member.
Yes, I am.
Congratulations on that, number one.
Thank
I know you've
very
worked
much.
Very, very hard for that opportunity and put in a lot of hours and you know, done a lot of the grunt work for Adam Klug. He really made you earn it, and you've earned it. Do you go by Frank, or do you go by Italian Paul, Italian Frank?
No, it's Frank.
It's Frank.
On that, yeah.
I feel bad now.
You're fine. Don't worry about it.
All right. So on this show, though, you'll always be Italian Paul to
That's
us.
That's fair.
Because Paulie Reindl, our beloved executive producer, is out. And then when Frankie would fill in, we'd call him Italian Paul, because he would be the Italian version of Paul, because his name's Frank Marchese. It's good to see you, man. How are you?
Doing great.
You look fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You dropped how many pounds? What do you have?
130 about in 7 months.
God.
Yeah.
130 pounds in 7 months.
Yep. Went from 394 to 265.
Whole 394 in honor of our beloved Tony Gwynn. You should have stayed
there. Well, there you go.
To what now?
That was my thought. 265.
Now you're like Jake Cronenworth, essentially. He's gone from Tony Gwynn to Jake Cronenworth.
I think Jake would love to be 265.
That's fair. I think most guys on the team would love to be 265 at this point. To my left, our beloved driver of this machine, Benjamin R. Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. Stretch it out after the long weekend.
Is our YouTube right? Aren't I usually on the left? Or are you in the middle? I can't remember.
Well, I think it looks right to
me. Does that look right? Are you always left and I'm in the middle?
No, you're right. It's not correct.
I'm looking at you,
so I'm looking the wrong way. There we are. Now I'm looking at you. And if I look this way, I look at Frank.
Okay.
And you.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Perfect. Now I feel
in the
better.
Middle of the Brady Bunch square.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now I feel better. Okay. How was everybody's weekend? What did you do, Benjamin?
Weekend was good. I had a golf tournament on Saturday morning. I'm very interested to hear about your Saturday morning, though.
Well, I want to hear about your 69.
I did shoot a 69.
Oh, you shot a 69.
I shot a 69, yeah.
Because he just texted me, 69. And I said, wow, that's an exciting Saturday morning.
It's a nice score, for sure.
It's a great score.
4 over par.
That's excellent.
It's excellent. Excellent. Had a good round. And then I spent the entire rest of the weekend, well, at least Saturday and Sunday, cleaning up the house. Things that, with my new schedule, I let a few things get out of hand.
Into disarray.
Yeah, some bathrooms, some laundry, some floors, just, the deep cleaning, spring cleaning, as it were. But the house looks much better now, and I feel good about it, but it doesn't lend itself to a ton of interesting stories about what I did over the weekend.
Well, I remember those days in high school when I would be, I was a teenager, and I'd go out the night before, and boy, I'd hear mom and dad up cleaning. Now, did you rope the kids into it at all?
They did help, yeah.
That's awesome.
They were helping as well.
Because I do remember those mornings where you'd wake up on a Saturday at like 11, and you hear, you're like, they're being loud on purpose. Like, I can hear my dad doing things, making a ruckus.
Start the laundry right away.
Right away.
The dishwasher, laundry, things that make noise, so we know what kind of day it's going to be at the home.
The vacuum cleaner I would hear on my hallway, and I'd be like, oh, I got to get up. I'm going to have to go clean these toilets right now. It's kind of new on a cleaning day. It was not your most fun, but it's nice to get it done. It does feel great to do that. Frankie, what about you? What'd you do? I know you just sat and watched cars drive around and around in circles all weekend.
I did do that
for sure.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
I actually went to the game last night, left early, which is something I never do because I knew I had to be here.
Smart. I appreciate that about
something,
you, dude.
This is something I'm not usually aligned with, being smart. But
that's fair.
Just spent most of the weekend relaxing and mentally preparing to move next weekend.
Were you at the SDFC game as well?
I was at the SDFC game.
Kicked some LA Galaxy fans' butt in the stands afterwards. Was that you?
I watched it.
You weren't participating, though, in the brawl afterwards.
No.
Okay, good.
I actually had to be told it was going on because I'm sitting there doing stuff on the computer, and then I'm seeing everyone like reacting to what's going on across. I'm like, oh, that's something going on.
Yeah.
It moved over the entire upper deck on
I saw that. You know, it's not what you want, obviously.
No.
We'll talk about that. Got a lot of DMs about it over the weekend. You said you're moving. Where are you moving?
From one side of our current complex to the other.
To the other. Okay. Yeah. All right. Always
staying very local.
Always fun. We had a great weekend, honestly, like one of the better family weekends. And when you have small kids, you guys out there can attest to it. You do get a little panicked if there's no sports. You know, we don't have any organized sports to get to this weekend. That's part of the beauty of youth sports is that it gives everybody a purpose, something to get up for, get ready for, get out to, celebrate, you know, whatever. It gives the kids something to do. But we didn't have anything planned. So we decided to take a little mini trip to Venice Beach. Now, I am a huge, huge fan. As much as I rip on the Dodgers, and I do a lot, because I don't like their fans. They're mean. And I don't like their players. I think they're all clowns, most of them. I like going to L.A. I always have. Since I moved here, I enjoy going up for the day or two. I think there's a lot to see. I love history. I love music. So it's just a great place to go.
It's a major metropolis.
Oh, 100%.
We're not, and that's a good thing for San Diego, but there are things you can do in a major metropolis that you can't do other places.
Well, and Venice Beach is really special to me. I'm a huge Doors fan, and that's where the Doors spawned. That was it, right there on the beach that we were walking by is where Ray Manzarek met Jim Morrison, and Jim Morrison sang him a song, and he goes, "Bro, it's the best song I've ever heard. Let's go start a band." And you know, the rehearsal space is right off the beach, and this is where Morrison slept on the roof, and it's special to me. And still, it's crazy. It's 60 years ago, and every shop you pass has the Jim Morrison shirts. It's just there's that vibe that you get in Venice, and I like the weirdness of it. I like the people out selling stuff on the streets. I just wanted to take the kids. Also, now they love the movie White Men Can't Jump, featuring Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson, not the one with broccoli-headed Jack Harlow. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. They should all be embarrassed. But the original. So they love that movie. They love it. They watched it 1,000 times. So when I told them the basketball courts where they shot that are where we're going, they were super excited to see it. Now, my youngest, Taylor, when we were getting into the van to leave early in the morning on Sunday, goes, "Dad," he kept asking me, "Dad, are we going to go to the basket? Should we bring a basketball?" I go, "No, I don't think we're going to run today." And he goes, "But I want to see where Jack White can't jump." And I said, "What did you call it?" He said, "Jack White can't jump." And I go, "You mean white men can't jump?" He goes, "No, the movie, Jack White Can't Jump." He thinks it's called Jack White Can't Jump because he also likes the White Stripes. Right. So he put two and two together. I said, "All right." So took him out, showed him the court. We went, took pictures in front of the Morrison mural and coffee and walked up and down the boardwalk. We were in the van,
still
though.
The bodybuilders.
We stopped by Venice Beach. Yeah, it was great. I made Bo do a little pose in front of it, of course. But it was one of those things. They really enjoyed it. And you see all kinds of interesting people, lots of interesting people down there. And it's fun, man. I like to show them things like that. And we had a really good time. But we were in the van to and fro way longer than we actually spent at Venice Beach. I mean, the trip got down there in about an hour and a half, and home took about 2:10, 2:15. But we were at Venice Beach for all of an hour. So it was worth it. That was a fun family day. I went down with Benjamin yesterday to the clubhouse, Padres clubhouse. My original plan was to go to the clubhouse, see the fellas, put in an appearance, because I haven't been down at all this year. I don't like to bother them. Go down, shake some hands, kiss some babies, and then I was going to stay for the Fantasy Camp reunion game. We had the porch where they have the bell, and that's where the Fantasy Camp reunion was going to be. Get a text from Hannah, boys are on fire. Just squirrely, end of a long weekend. I go, "You know what? I'll bounce." So I came home, ended up taking care of them, putting them away like they're my shoes, got them settled, and then watched the game on television. So I missed the game. It looks like it was a good one to be at. Sorry you had to leave early, Frankie, but it was a lot of fun, man, going down to the clubhouse, getting to see the guys. Now I got some stories. I think should I save my stories?
Yeah, save some stories. Okay. I will say that I'm glad you went down. I think a couple of times a year is fine.
That's
you
all I need.
I think they enjoy seeing you when you come down.
Because I don't wear them out.
Well, you do when you're there.
No, I don't.
You're not wearing them out. They like talking to you.
You know what I don't do is, so what were you looking for on that swing?
Right.
I don't wear them out like
but
that.
We're in the club. So, Frankie, we're in the clubhouse before the game, and you've been down there, and the regular media, you know, Dennis Lynn, A.J. Cassavell, Sam Levitt, Jeff Sanders,
Ben Higgins,
Annie Halperin, Kevin Acey. We're all standing around with our recorders and cameras, and Ben Higgins. I've got my Channel 10 camera. And we stand around pretty much just with each other, and we just sit there and talk. Woods is bouncing from PR players, you know, coaches. He's talking to everybody. He's dapping everybody up. I mean, he's like a dap machine. Like, boom, 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 boom. I mean, he is poking his head every locker, going around, talking to everybody the entire time.
Yep.
It's very engaging. He's Woods. He's a good conversationalist. They seem happy. They smile when they're talking to him. But the rest of us are just quietly just waiting, doing nothing at all during this entire open clubhouse. It's like a 50-minute open clubhouse time.
Yeah.
There's very few players who were actually in there because BP was it was early and optional because of the Memorial Day early start. So there's only like two or three guys that ran in. But somehow Woods kept a running conversation the entire 50 minutes while we were in there. And the rest of us were just kind of standing around, you know, twiddling our thumbs, waiting for something to happen. Finally, in the last like minute, Jake Cronenworth came out. We all ran to him to get a couple of bites. Yep. Then Gavin Sheets came out. Then Manny came out. And everyone's just rushing in the last maybe 2.5 minutes of open clubhouse to actually get some interviews and work done. But Woods did not stop talking the entire time that we were in there.
No, I take my when I take my opportunity, I make the most of it. I like to get some stories. I like to have some conversations with some guys.
Which is good.
Outside of baseball.
But you couldn't do that every day.
No.
You couldn't do that every series.
No, you couldn't
do that every homestand.
No.
A couple of times a year, you do the Woods thing, you go in there, you say hello to everybody, no problem.
I mean, the funniest thing that happened is me, Ben, Annie, we're clubhouse concierge. Very good, Dominic. just making sure nobody needs anything. I'm standing there talking to Ben and Annie. And Ben Fritz, who is the one of the bullpen coaches, he's just my favorite dude on the planet. So cool. So great. Walks up, big bear hug. And I'm talking to him, and he goes, oh, dude, Maldi wants you. And I go, what? And he goes, Maldi.
Martin Maldonado?
Yeah, he goes, Maldi wants you. And I go, oh, really? And I turn around. He didn't want me. Fritz told me to turn around because Martin Maldonado's bare ass was 4 feet from me. Big, thick, bare ass staring me right in the face. And I looked at him, I go, you MF, just like that. I mean, right.
That was funny.
Like, I turned around, I was like, oh, come on. Come on, man.
That was funny.
And yeah, he got me, and then he's laughing, and he walks away. I'm like, you SOB,
I saw it coming.
He got me good, dude. He got, hey, Maldi wants you. What? Oh, come on. It was great. Said hi to T-Wade. My favorite part was... All these guys, all these jackals, vultures, are over talking to Crony and Gavin Sheets. And I look up, and into the clubhouse walks my beloved Manny Machado. Nobody around him. And so I walk straight up, bro hug, dap him up, and I get about 2 minutes of solo FaceTime with Manny. He asked about the kids, how they're doing. I showed him Bo's play that he made. He loved it, thought it was so great. Talked about fatherhood for a bit. I said, how's the family? He said, so good. I said, I see your little dude scooting around here. He goes, yeah. He goes, it's getting serious. And I said, how is it for you? He goes, he looked at me. He goes, it's tiring. I go, yeah, it's really, really tiring. He goes, yeah, I'm tired a lot. He goes, but it's good, man. Everybody's happy. Everybody's healthy. I said, how's the body feel? He goes, good. Feel really, really good. And I think it showed. Last night and this past weekend. So getting a little FaceTime with the captain's always a good thing.
Woods also accomplished the most important task that we needed to do while we were down there. He enlisted a mole.
Yes.
For our trip to Philadelphia next month, Frankie.
I found him.
Because we're going to Citizens Bank Park.
Oh, no.
And yeah, we have heard stories of the legendary visiting clubhouse cheesesteaks that are only available... to the road teams that come and play the Philadelphia Phillies. They're apparently, some people say, maybe the best in all of Philadelphia.
Yep.
Better than the classic restaurants, Pat's, Gino's, wherever your favorites are. They say none are better.
Nothing comes close.
But you can't get them at the stadium. You can't buy them. You can't. The only way you can do that is if you're a member of the visiting team. Media doesn't count. Woods has enlisted us, a secret mole, who is at least promised to smuggle us out visiting clubhouse cheesesteaks.
Yeah. I don't know how he's going to do it.
Right.
It's going to be like Ocean's 11.
His identity will remain secret.
Yep. His identity will remain secret. But I did enlist this person, and he said, I got you. Just give me the heads up when you'll be down there, and I'll take care of it.
You guys should be more concerned about getting in and out of Philadelphia alive.
That's the other thing. I know. So we've
forget the cheesesteaks.
Frankie, we already decided. We will be silently rooting for our San Diego
Very
Padres.
Silently.
Silently. We bought tickets to the game.
Good idea.
Internally.
Yeah. Internally. Just... Now I'm a cheerer. I'm a clapper. I'm a cheerer. It will be difficult for us to stay incognito.
Will we do a fake out? Like, you know, Bryce Harper hits a single and we'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Nice. Nice, Bryce. Way to go.
And the other thing is we're not hiding in the press box because you can't cheer in there anyway. So we're not hiding up there. We're going to be down with the people. And races, don't be afraid. See, I hear different, man.
No,
I hear
that's
different.
A dangerous proposition.
I hear different. Yeah. I really do. I have so many friends from Philly that are like,
we invested in better seats, so we're not sitting up with the bleacher bums. We're gonna
bums.
Be
they're no, just they're citizens.
All, that's what they call them in Dodger. That's all what they call bums. Them at Dodger ben, Stadium. The bleacher bums.
They're just
or Wrigley Field.
They're just people like yeah. you and me. I don't know that I would call them bums.
No, they're all
you know the
bums.
Deadbeats out in the bleacher.
The bleacher creatures.
Yes, though. Yes. So we found our cheesesteak mole, which was really the reason I went down yesterday. It was of utmost importance to do that. But man, I still have reams of stories from yesterday. It's so good. We do need to take a quick break, yeah?
We need to check traffic, check and traffic. We'll set the menu. We're coming back. You know, I don't know if Frank knows our morning clock, but we have extended foreplay.
Yeah.
Leads into traffic.
Feels real
then,
good.
And we only take the one break in the morning. So we'll check traffic, come back. We'll set the menu for the program today. Get ready for the Padres talk as well with Bennett Woods and Italian Paul on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. I meant to ask you, though, before we get to the menu, we did run into, of course, the manager, Mike Schilt. He was very complimentary of me, my physique.
He was.
He said, yeah, I've been working out.
Boy,
you look good.
You look good.
I was very appreciative of that.
You had a very tight shirt yesterday. Very
well,
tight.
So, it was a new shirt.
New shirt.
Well, you know, the True Classics that you and Paulie got me, that I wear the T-shirts, they have polos now. And I thought, oh, I'll try that. But I decided I don't need a double X anymore. I want just
the
regular XL, but it was a little on the tighter side, so I wasn't sure how it would play.
It played.
But it played all right. Mike Schilt certainly.
He liked it.
He noticed.
He was a fan.
He pointed out. He said, been working out. I said, thank you, I have. I appreciated that. And then you had an interaction with him, but apparently I missed some of it, because what happened with you and Mike Schilt?
He thinks that I hate him, I think. I don't think I'm ever going to get over with Schilty.
I know for a fact you don't.
I don't.
You don't.
At all. I think he's, number one, I think he is awesome. I think he loves his players. I think he loves the city. I think he loves the organization. I think he wants to win more than anything. I think he'd cut off an arm to win a World Series. I really do. Just having talked to him over the years, I know those guys love playing for him. They all speak highly. They speak highly of him even when it's, hey, man, how's he really? He's awesome, Woodsy. He's awesome. I mean, I've had multiple conversations with multiple guys that say, bro, he's the greatest, right? They all love him. And that's not something you can say about the last three or four managers here. So he finishes up his presser, which I didn't participate in. I was just watching. You know, I'm a voyeur. I was watching him do his thing, and he gave a few answers, talked about Memorial Day, talked about calling up Kyle Hart and things like that, which we'll get into. So he's walking away. Now, you guys may remember a couple weeks ago we had him on the air, and I put him on the spot. I go, what's your are you a Pearl Jam fan? My guess is that you're not. He goes, why would you say that? So he backs me in these corners, and I go, listen, I'll bring you a T-shirt. I have a Pearl Jam shirt I'll give you. And he goes, I'll wear it. And I go, okay, great. Now, so yesterday when I grabbed him, I go, Skip, how you doing, man? Good to see you. I go, I forgot your Pearl Jam shirt, but I will bring it next time I see you. And he thought I was taking a dig at him. And he goes, you always find a way to twist the knife in, don't you? And I go, what do you mean? What? So I'm like back on my heels. He goes, I always find a way to twist the knife in. And I go, no, I'm not. I wasn't talking about the series. I told you I'll bring you a shirt. I didn't bring you a shirt. I'll bring your shirt next time. And he's pissed.
Because the series didn't go well.
It didn't. No, but I mean, he probably never wants to hear Pearl Jam again.
That's a good point.
But I had promised him
a
shirt.
I see both sides of this one.
So, man, he goes, he's like, huh, always find a way. And I go, no. And please. That's not what I was saying. I wasn't taking a shot. And then he's like, all right, well, hey, how you guys doing? How's the family? Family's great. How's your boy?
I missed that part entirely.
He's like, how's your boy? My boy's good. He's crushing, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Gave him some drills to work on.
Gave me a couple drills, which I thought was really cool for Bo. And then he said, and then we just started talking. And then I just panicked. I mean, I just full-on panicked. Was like, man, I was thinking about it driving down today. Like, you had Schwellenbach yesterday. He's 97, top of the zone. Now you got Weathers coming out. He's going to be throwing 97. I said, there's no reprieve for your guys ever. He goes, that's it. He goes, I can't wrap my head around every day having to go out and face 97, 98. And he goes, that's the job for these guys, man. I give them a lot of credit. And so I think I saved it there at the end. But it was so awkward. I go, no. He really thought that I'm going to walk in there and be like, lost to the Mariners, huh? You guys suck. I'm like, Shildy, I love this team. I never want you to lose a game ever. I'm right there with you. You want my arm to win? Let's go. Like, let's do it. He knows I'd run through a wall for him. So he gets back on his haunches a little bit. Thinks I'm taking a shot. I really wasn't. You know if I'm taking a shot.
Yeah. And then we saw like 10 million bees and we both just left running because they had a swarm behind home plate that they had to take care of. So we left at that point and got out of there. We got to get out of this segment because we want our Padres first winning wrap up for this show in about a week and a half. Which will be nice. We can talk about a Padres walk-off win, their first extra inning win of the season. Get you all the highlights from Scan and Tony on the radio last night in our next segment. We'll talk about the injuries to the pitching staff, the moves the Padres made over the weekend. We'll get into some SDFC, the win at the death against the LA Galaxy, and of course the fights in the stands that took place over the weekend at Snapdragon Stadium. Don't do this at 7:20, and then in our 8 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Jesse Agler, Padres broadcaster still on television this week, and then Dennis Lynn, our Monday guest, is going to move over to Tuesday from The Athletic to get some Lynn-sider Padres talk in our 9 o'clock hour. Frankie will have an Italian Paul Reindl report at 9 o'clock as well. So we got a busy show for you. Let's get started with our Padres wrap-up of a 4-3 win over the Miami Marlins. Coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. He did.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Mentioned to us when we were down in the dugout with him yesterday, I'm on for you guys this week, right? This Friday.
Yes,
and I
sir.
Said, absolutely. It is going to be a manager's report Friday with Mike Schilt at 9 a.m. here on Ben and Woods. The manager's report refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal keeping it soft since 1925. And this is a bit surprising and interesting, but take advantage of this opportunity because the Padres tell us there are actually still limited tickets available for tonight's game. It's a military hoodie giveaway night sponsored by Soapy Joe's. First 40,000 fans in attendance. You know, they've sold out about 90, 95% of their games already this season, but they do have a few tickets. So if you have been unable to attend a game, a giveaway game for a really cool item, the military hoodie, you've got a chance still to go to Padres.com/tickets and attend tonight's game as the Padres look for their fourth win in their past five games tonight against the Miami Marlins with Steven Kolek on the mound.
Now, I thought we had some in here.
Looks we like did.
The Jackals have come through and taking them all
not
home.
In the bag there? Anything left in that bag?
Ah, look at you.
Woods, he's got one left in the bag.
Rip it open.
Mudd's been, of course, modeling it on television. Yeah. With the, you got the pocket for your keys or your hands to stay warm right there.
Kangaroo pouch.
The kangaroo pouch, yeah.
The Joey pouch. That's good.
So that's tonight's giveaway, and it's not a complete sellout yet. Limited tickets are still available at Padres.com/tickets. Of course, Padres made some moves before we get to last night's game over the weekend. Several roster moves, starting with the return of Luis Camposano, who was called up when Jason Hayward was placed on the IL with an oblique strain. Quote, unquote, oblique strain. I'm not questioning the injury, but it is a convenient way to keep Jason Hayward in the clubhouse, you know, his leadership.
Around the team, yeah.
Around the team. But not actually playing him because the offense has obviously not been where the Padres need it to be out in left field. Campy, of course, has yet to get a hit in two stints now with the Padres. He has walked a bunch, though, and getting on base a little bit. Hitting in AAA, not on the big league level. Also, several pitching moves. After using the bullpen for extra innings, they called up Omar Cruz from AAA, sent Alec Jacob down to El Paso. Then David Morgan was called up when Michael King was placed on the 15-day injured list, and we'll talk more about the injuries with Michael King and Yu Darvish still not quite ready to come back to the Padres rotation, but a couple of new faces back in the Padres bullpen. David Morgan, who got his Major League debut last night and got both the guys he faced out, that was always a cool moment when a guy gets to pitch for the first time in the big leagues.
Well, and how about Shilty saying, hey, we called you up for a reason. Let's go in a 3-2 game and out of the frying pan into the fire. No soft landing spot, Ben, for David Morgan. Up 4, down 4, whatever in the 6th or 7th. It was, hey, man, we need you to hold this. You need to keep it right here so we can win this ball game. And he did, man. It was great.
And then they'll have to make one more move today, or at least tomorrow morning, when Kyle Hart's going to be recalled. They have announced him as the starter for tomorrow afternoon's game, the series finale, pushing Nick Pivetta back to Friday as they try to manage their pitching rotation now without Michael King. So we'll see Kyle Hart back. He's had some success down at AAA, walking too many guys, but not giving up a ton of hits. So we'll see how that plays as he returns to the big leagues and makes the start in the series finale tomorrow. So those are the moves. Let's get to the game, though. We'll get to our Padres wrap up. All the highlights from an extra inning win over the Miami Marlins coming up right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is brought to you by Sedano Ford. Well, if our roads are any indication, seems a lot of folks might be making it a four-day holiday weekend. Yeah, there's just not much going on right now. One thing to watch out for, Southbound 5 before Genesee, reports of a stalled car in the center to 5. This Memorial Day, support a veteran-owned dealership with real San Diego roots. The mega sale is on at Sedano Ford in La Mesa. Get into a 2025 F-150 Lightning XLT for just $129 a month. Offer ends sooner than later. Visit SedanoFord.com for more details. I'm Kelly Danik with Ben and Wood, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. I love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres' win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort, with gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
Offering swung on line drive heading towards the gap, could be trouble. Fernando racing over, he's not going to get it. Sanchez is rounding second, heading to third. They're going to send him. Here comes the throw. It's not going to be in time. It's cut off in shallow right field. Marlins on the board, 1-0 on the RBI double by Augustin Ramirez. And 1-0 count to Norby. Swung on line drive towards center field. It's going to fall in for a base hit. Ramirez will score, and the Marlins now have a 2-0 lead on the RBI single by Connor Norby. Swung on, driven to center field and deep. Jackson Merrill's going back. He's at the wall. He leaps. He can't get this one. It's going to be gone. A home run for Jesus Sanchez, his third of the season, and all of a sudden, the Marlins have a 3-0 lead. Iglesias was a strikeout victim back in the second. Swung on, hot shot, third baseline. Fair ball down into the corner. One run is in. Two runs are in. Campusano heading over to third. It's a two-run double for Jose Iglesias. Padres now trail 3-2.
Taking advantage of what the Marlins have presented to them. The error keeps the inning alive. And after the walk to Campusano, Jose Iglesias comes through.
2-0 pitch, swung on, driven to left field and deep. Going back is Stowers. It's going to be gone. Home run for Manny Machado to tie this ball game up 3-3. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt gets by Hicks. Wade is going to try to score. Here comes the throw. He is safe, and the Padres win it. On a wild pitch, Tyler Wade scoring from third base, just getting ahead of the tag at home plate. And the Padres win this ball game in the 11th by a score of 4-3.
You know, they've been grinding, man. They've been going and getting after it. And tonight was actually lights out. I mean, Wandy comes in, finishes off the 7th, and goes out and grabs that first hitter in the 8th. That was huge. Sets up Morgan. Graduation to Morgan, you know, making his big league debut, knocks down his two guys, and then here we go. You know, Manny, big swing to tie it. Suarez right there, you know, in the 9th. Fantastic in the 10th, and Morihone, I mean, lights out again. Just his stuff's, you know, all three of their stuff's really nasty. Morihone's been particularly filthy as well, but just can't say enough about the bullpen.
Man, got me fired up. And you know, we always ask the question on this show, do we complain about wins? The answer is no. We do not complain about wins. I did see a couple of, man, this offense still, you're right. You're absolutely right. This offense has some issues. Man, it took a wild pitch for us to win a game. Don't care. Won the game. Like, it can go so quickly the other way when things start to go against your team. And you look up, you've lost 6 in a row. So you take these where you can get them. Hell yeah, that inning got extended on a throwing error. That's how you beat the Miami Marlins, Ben. They are not a good baseball team as far as fundamentals go. You got to take advantage of that, and the Padres did that. And yeah, they took advantage of an error. They took advantage of a wild pitch. They won a ball game and did exactly what they needed to do. That's it. You took care of business.
There are multiple things that are true about the Padres right now. First of all, I'll start with the positive. They're doing what good teams do when good teams go into their inevitable slump during the season. They found a way to win a couple of close games with pitching, taking advantage of errors. Hey, on a wild pitch, doesn't matter. You got to find a way to sneak out a couple of wins when you're not at the top of your game, especially offensively.
Correct.
And they, you know, didn't do it during the 6-game skid, but they've won 3 out of 4. In none of those 3 wins were they particularly dominant or good at the plate. Other than, you know, Manny Machado and Gavin Sheets, the lineup is pretty abysmal right now. They only have 5 hits in the game last night. Other than Manny's home run, the top of the lineup, black hole right now. Tatis looks terrible. You know, there's nothing else I can tell you. I see people complain. What's wrong with Tatis? He's in a huge slump right now. He's not seeing the ball well. He's chasing pitches that he wasn't chasing earlier in the season. He's off. Do I think he will get back to being Fernando Tatis?
Yes.
Hopefully sooner rather than later, but he's not Tatis right now. Arraez, he's in a worse slump than he was when he started the year 0-for-16 or whatever it was. And he's around 0-for-14 now, I think, since the start of the last series. But
he's chasing.
Oh, my goodness.
He's swinging at balls.
He struck out for the first time in his career, swing and miss 3 times. That had never happened in his. Think about that. That's
never.
Incredible. His entire big league career, he had never swung and missed at 3 pitches in the same at-bat.
That was on Sunday. I was
that
driving
was on
back listening to that game, and the surprise in Jesse's voice This has never happened. You know, I don't think it's ever happened. I think they looked and it had never happened before. He swung at ball four last night, swung at a bad pitch when he came up the second time, ball in on his hands. Yeah, he's slumping too.
Jackson Merrill is showing some signs, but he's still chasing. He's not hitting for any extra bases or power. He's getting an occasional single here or there, but he's not doing what Jackson Merrill was doing earlier in the season. You know, Jake Cronenworth putting together some good at-bats. Didn't have any hits yesterday. Was up when Tyler Wade scored, and he had to at least extend the at-bat and draw a pitch in the dirt. I'll give Jake Cronenworth some credit for that. He had the big home run, obviously. Go-ahead home run over the weekend in Atlanta. Jose Iglesias is actually one of their hotter hitters at this point. He got two hits at the bottom of the lineup.
Nice to see him come around a little bit.
Catchers, I couldn't tell you the last time a Padres catcher got a hit. Let's see. Martin Maldonado got a hit on May 9th. What day is today? May 27th. That's not great. And then Elias Diaz, he got a hit on... No, he did have a hit on the 24th on Saturday. He was 1-for-4 with a double. So there you go. But Padres are getting nothing. That's two-thirds of their lineup, essentially,
MIA.
Not producing anything significant right now.
Yeah.
That's a tough look. It's going to be hard to win games consistently until you get at least a couple of those guys going. Tatis and Merrill get going again. Arise and Tatis. Arise and Merrill. You've got to get more production from the top guys in your lineup. And you've got to be able to win a couple of games 7-2 and 8-3. You cannot survive on sneaking out 4-3 extra inning wins over the Marlins all season long.
No.
So in that sense, I know where you're coming from. That's not a great win. But again, it is a good
win
because you need to find ways to win those games when you're not playing at their best.
I mean, you cannot talk about yesterday's game without talking about Randy Vasquez. I mean, and we say it every time we come in here. I don't know what devil magic he's employing. I don't know what voodoo he practices, Ben. But that game looked like it was about to get out of hand very early. Very, very early. And the way that he was able to knuckle down, nut up, whatever it is you want to say, bear down. Manny talked about it after the game. Didn't let it spiral. Randy Vasquez, I don't know how he does it, but I'm so glad that he does because he keeps you in the ballgame. He is a competitor, and he competes when he's out there. Did not have near his best stuff last night and was able to, let's see, 3-0. He's thrown 37 pitches. So you're 37 pitches into your outing, and it's 3-0. Bad guys. And you're like, okay, this is great. Our offense is not scoring. I need to really, really figure out how to get out. And he did. He took 52 more pitches to get the last 14 of 15 batters he faced. Keeps you right in the ballgame. You get the error. You get a big knock by Iglesias. It's 3-2. Everybody's breathing a little more easily at that point. But Randy Vasquez deserves a ton of credit for going out and being the bulldog that he is.
The worry with Vasquez, of course, is he doesn't strike out a lot of guys.
Yep.
So there's going to be balls in play. And sometimes when that happens, you get an inning like the first inning. We're a couple hard hit. You know, that double was hard hit into the gap, but there were a couple soft, you know, dribblers and singles that weren't hard hit. And you can put together a rally against Randy Vasquez. If he doesn't get a double play grounder, you know, if the balls find holes, you can be in trouble. And then one home run in the wrong time and you're toast. Now, he gave up a solo home run to Sanchez in the second. Didn't end up killing him because he's, as you said, he's a gamer.
No doubt.
He battles, and he battled back, and he ended up with another quality start. You know, went 6 1/3 innings, 3 earned runs, 6 strikeouts, 1 walk. And to me, the key for Randy, and they talk about it a ton on the broadcast, just can't walk, guys. You know you're going to give up hits, so you cannot give them free base runners. And the success that he has had in May directly correlates to the fact that he has walked only one guy in each start, not four. That's a huge difference for Randy Vasquez. And you'll say, you got to be careful with Sanchez. Don't give him something to hit. No, throw strikes.
Yep.
And you know you're going to give up some hits if you're Randy Vasquez. I like what we have seen from him this month. And you know who I also liked what I saw from yesterday was Ryan Weathers.
Oh, yeah.
He looks good. He looks real good.
Yep.
Lost weight. Looks more competitive than he did when he was with the Padres. The velocity plays, the changeup was really good, keeping it down at the knees. That was giving a bunch of guys, not just Tatis, but a bunch of guys were having fits with that. And if his defense didn't let him down, he would have thrown probably six shutout innings and probably picked up a win after. By the way, he's only made two starts before. They were both against the Cubs. That may be the best offensive team in the National League, and he held them to one run, one solo home run each time. Ryan Weathers is off to a terrific start so far this season. He looks like what the Padres had hoped he would turn into when they drafted him with the seventh overall pick, six or seven years ago. Never did in San Diego, but he is turning into that now in Miami.
You know, and it takes that sometimes. And I, one of my Dodger fan buddies yesterday was tweeting at me, how do you let this guy go? You know, Padres really swung and missed. Again, he's a guy that had every opportunity to shine here. Did not work out. Sometimes it takes being traded to the Miami Marlins to realize, okay, this is it. Like, I need to drop some weight. I need to figure it out on the mound. I need to trust the 99 that I have coming out of my left arm. And I need to knuckle down and be a professional. He was never that competitive here. We had issues with his parents tweeting about the organization and how they're doing things wrong. And Ryan doesn't do anything wrong. And you need to leave Ryan in. And he gets better as the game goes. Like, all of those things add up to where you say, all right, is the juice worth the squeeze? And this is not uncommon to the Padres organization. You're going to find guys that didn't get it, couldn't get it done in New York, or couldn't get it done in Philly, or couldn't get it done in Chicago, and they move on, and they say, this is where I belong. This is where I need to be. Also, I need to look in the mirror and figure out what I want to be. Ryan Weathers has done that. I credit him a ton with revitalizing, you know, his career. He's got ace stuff.
I think it's fair to at least ask the question, like, why didn't you get through to him?
Yeah.
You know, if you're the Padres organization, you wish you would have gotten through, because this is exactly what they wanted.
Oh, God, yeah.
This is what they tried
Imagine him in our rotation right now.
They really wanted this version of Ryan Weathers. They wanted him to lose some weight. They wanted him to focus in more. And it looks like he has finally done it. It's not like they didn't. They envisioned,
sure,
and they just couldn't get it out of him, and maybe they never could. Like you said, it may have taken a shock to the system, being traded, you know, not in a, you know, premier deal either.
It was Garrett Cooper.
Yeah, it wasn't a premier deal, and it was maybe a wake up call for Ryan Weathers that he was responded well to, and good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Good for him.
Absolutely, man. I wanted it for him here. He never looked comfortable here, and again, hey, man, sometimes losing it all is what somebody needs, or feeling like you're about to lose it all is what makes you focus in. Yeah, Sean Reynolds was a part of that deal as well. But Garrett Cooper and Sean Reynolds for Ryan Weathers, and he's gone in. And bro, I mean, if you're the Miami Marlins, you look at him and you go, that guy has the potential to be, you know, a one or two, you know, especially if Sandy doesn't stick around in Miami, which he probably won't. That guy could be the top of our rotation. He's a left-hander. He throws absolute smoke. The pitches that he walked Manny on, that Manny laid off of, bro, from the left side, just the down and in, nasty, nasty stuff. He looked really, really good. The changeup, like you said, that he'd end up punching Manny out on was A+. I mean, no one hits that, you know? So good for him. But yeah, it is what it is. I'm not going to cry over the Ryan Weathers spilled milk.
Let's talk about the end of the game, though. Obviously, Manny's big home run, his third in four games.
Huge.
You know, when he gets hot,
bunches.
He gets hot. They come in bunches.
The lean, man.
Just be patient.
Boy,
man.
When you see the lean back, it's like the best sight in baseball. Nothing makes me more happy. I'm so
happy
for him.
Tony Gwynn Jr. Oh! And yeah. The lean back by Manny, you don't really need to even watch where the ball is going. You have, you know that it's out of there. That tied it up, but they were unable to score in the ninth. The bullpen gets it done in the 10th, Jason Adam, and then unable to push across the run. That was frustrating. In the bottom of the 10th, when you got your top of your order coming up.
Yeah, it's tough.
Tatis can't move the runner over. You can't get a hit to score the run in the 10th. I was looking at, is this going to be another extra inning loss for the Padres?
Yeah.
But Adrian Morejon, who has been really, really good, well, this is now three outings in a row, has been fantastic. He keeps the Marlins from scoring. And then you get to the bottom of the 11th, and you got Manny out at second base.
Yep.
Gavin Sheets, against a lefty, does a nice job pulling the ball to get Manny over to third.
Beautiful, beautiful baseball play. I tell my kids all the time, it will not show up in the scorebook. You don't get credited for a sacrifice. You actually get, you know, dinged, you know, for an offer in that spot. you can't win that game without that baseball player.
And then a gutsy call by Mike Schilt to send Tyler Wade out to third. Because remember, if he doesn't score, you've now taken your best hitter out of the game. He may come up again in the next inning or in the 13th inning if this keeps going. But you're going, we're probably not going to use Manny again. Let's go for it here. We're talking maybe a half step. That, you know, Manny's a good base runner, but Tyler's faster. So you're going for the half step there. And boy, did it potentially play in. I know that he didn't hold on to the ball on the tag, but that half step might have been the difference in the game, calling for the pinch runner there with Tyler Wade to score on that wild pitch that gave the Padres a 4-3 win. That's called winning on the smallest of margins.
Well, you know, we had to. He backed himself into a corner a little bit when he pinch hit Diaz for Maldonado, and then you had Diaz leading off. But again, if Fernando can get him to third, you need a sac fly. Diaz is going to score on a deep enough sac fly. No big deal. It didn't happen, and I do feel like we dodged a little bit of a bullet there yesterday. But again, with limited options on the bench, it's tough.
We got so much more Padres to talk about, but I also want to bring up what happened on Saturday night at Snapdragon Stadium. Incredible game.
Incredible.
Really ugly scene after the game, though. We got comments from the teams reacting to the brawl at the snap. We'll get to all that coming up next year with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.